very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talked, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, November the 10th, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Round Table, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the United States presidential elections that just happened on Tuesday and what the participation of the first female Democratic presidential candidate, Mrs. Hillary Clinton, to run for the presidency means for the women's movement. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Njalo sikhona ebulenjini. We are on the internet, on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Loba go www.voashona.com. Loba njalo go www.voaindebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming. So if you have not liked our Facebook pages yet, please do so right now. Go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can live stream with us right now.
Mina ngathi ukuwina kwa Trump lokhu akungithokozisi ngoba uwise umama. Mina ngokwami kakhulu ngikhangelela ukuthi omama bonke ngilapha kithi eZimbabwe ngikhangelela ukuthi omama bonke abamayo bemele ukuthi bangene kwezombangazwe ngibafisela ukuthi bangene banqobe babe ngabakhokheli ukuwaka Clinton kunzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu
imbali yabo mama kupolitiki idilikile besilethemba ukuthi ihistory imbali yabo mama kwezempolitiki izaqalisa sibone ngabantu beMelika besimkhangela umama lwana esilwa kwasitshengisela ukuthi omama bangalwa balamandla okulwa okuzwakalayo uzamile umama lwana asikwazi ukuthi kwenzakeleni kodwa ngibone ngani lokhu kungaze kwasisunduzela phansi njengabomama kufanele sisebenze kakhulu gadalala sizikhangele zona lezi zinto ezenziwe ngutrump kwenzela ukuthi umama lwana angaze awina ngiyabazi abantu bemelika bayakhala njengathi sikhala namhlanje angazi ukuthi baza kwenze njani labana abantu abamnyama angazi ukuthi amalatino aza kwenza njani ngoba sebeqalisile ukukhala ngoba babalwana kalandaba lolokhana abekufuna imali njalo bengafuna omama ufuna ukucindezela umama phansi asikwenzeni kwehlulekeka sifundenini ngalokho kwenzakala eAmerica lapha eZimbabwe kwenzela ukuthi omama basibathuthukise bayephambili.
Welcome. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the recent U.S. presidential elections and what the participation of the first female Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, to run for the presidency means for the women's movement. What are your views on the issue?
And Marva, Mrs. Clinton lost to President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday. Although she lost the Electoral College vote to Trump, which is what is required to win the election, she won the popular vote.
Yes, PJ, and many women rights activists are actually saying they were very inspired by Mrs. Clinton's campaign. And I spoke to the vice president of the MDCT, Tokozani Kupe, earlier on, and we'll hear from her later on in the program, where she actually said she feels that, you know, since Mrs. Clinton won the popular vote, you know, she opened up a door for a lot of young women and also older women and those that are aspiring to run for presidencies like herself and other women, you know, in Zimbabwe. You know, she says, you know, people can now follow in her footsteps.
Yes. A crack has been made, definitely, although she hadn't really, she didn't manage to crack
the glass ceiling itself. And now, actually, we're going to take a look at a profile of Mrs. Hillary Clinton in a video. And we'll take a while, I guess, but PJ, coming up is Mrs. Hillary Clinton's profile, just to take a look at
what she has achieved in life itself. Although she didn't win, but she has inspired a lot of girls, a lot of women that also wanted to go into politics. In Zimbabwe and internationally.
All over the world, actually.
Yeah, internationally.
And
that's
as
what
we
I wanted
saw,
to say.
You know, in footage that came in from the Democratic camp on that night that they were watching the results coming out, we saw people weeping.
Crying,
it happens. That's politics.
The other lady that I spoke to earlier on was saying from Zimbabwe, she was saying, I was so devastated, but I liked even the way she handled herself, mm-hmm. even after the elections, the conceding speech mm-hmm. yesterday. It was just out of this world.
Yes,
it
PJ.
Really calmed the nerves of so many other women internationally.
Yes, and I think we will now go to Mrs. Clinton.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for, and I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together, this vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
That there was Mrs. Hillary Clinton, PJ. Who was giving her concession speech right after she lost to Mr. Donald Trump. And as we know today, actually, Mr. Donald Trump is actually at the White House.
White House, yeah. Him and his wife, Melania, are actually being shown around the White House.
Yes. And
she's going to be resident there by Mrs. Michelle Obama.
Yes, PJ. So what we also saw during this election run was other women also coming up in the fold. As we know, it's been a very, you know, good run for the First Lady, the current sitting First Lady or outgoing First Lady, Michelle Obama, PJ.
Yes.
We saw her rising up and really giving very inspiring speeches during Mrs. Clinton's campaign rallies. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we also saw the rise of Mrs. Melania Trump.
She also did campaign for her husband.
Yes, and especially when her husband was really, you know, things were not looking good.
Good for
she
him.
Came up mm-hmm. and stood for him and gave very, you know, brave and honest, you know, interviews.
Yes.
I remember, you know, most people probably didn't know about her or who she is, but she came and stood on her own. Even though I know throughout the Republican convention, mm-hmm. she took a lot of flack from mm-hmm. people when they say she copied the current First Lady's speech, but mm-hmm. she took it very gracefully.
Yes.
So it would be interesting today what Mrs. Obama and the incoming First Lady are talking about. And we actually have a profile of the incoming First Lady, Melania Trump, which will run for you. Oh, before her, we're going to play Mr. Trump, the president-elect.
Elect.
He said he was always a winner. This did not come without controversy. It did not come without controversy. It did not come without splitting this country in some of the most divided.
historic night.
We saw there,
the American
we were just viewing
and the American
the Trump camp.
Yes,
yes, and
Mr. Pence that's, walking in with his family mm-hmm. and... The Trump acceptance speech, I think it's coming up right
yes,
now.
Yes, it's coming up very soon. But we were just showing you scenes from when, you know, President-elect Donald Trump won. And now we're going to show you the President-elect Donald Trump. Trump.
Just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
That there was Mr. Donald Trump with his acceptance speech. And we now take you to the incoming First Lady, Melania Trump, her own, you know, biography.
Melania Trump has been the picture of elegance, a former fashion model now about to step into the White House.
Good evening. Isn't he the best?
Born in Slovenia, Melania will be the first foreign-born First Lady since Louisa Adams. Many Americans hearing from her for the first time during that infamous speech, borrowing lines from the current First Lady.
You work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond.
You work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond.
But recently championing her own causes, vowing to tackle cyberbullying, which some might see as ironic.
It is never okay when a 12-year-old girl or boy is mocked, bullied, or attacked.
Envisioning what will soon become her newest role. Melania Trump has never been to the White House, but that will all change tomorrow when she meets with Mrs. Obama.
That the PJ was a sneak, you know, preview of the incoming First Lady, Melania Trump. I can never pronounce her name correctly, so I'm hoping over the next 4 years I get it right. But I know from the video it was saying tomorrow, but she actually is meeting with the current First Lady. Outgoing First Lady Michelle Obama right now.
Yes.
And PJ, we have some sound bites from some of the women back in Zimbabwe on what they think of what has happened here in the United States, especially the running of Mrs. Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
For me, Vele is ubuhlungu kakhulu because I was supporting that woman, njengomfazi. Ukuthi at least ilizwe like libuswe ngumuntu ongumama than indoda. And ungacabanga all those campaigns that is senziwa ngu-Trump. U-Trump eqamba amanga amanye ayesabekayo, but abantu before bevotele u-Trump, mina hayi angijabulanga ngakho ngisho.
Mina ngibuhlungu kakhulu ngokuwina kuka-Donald Trump. Bengikhangelele ukuthi u-Hillary Clinton uza ngemuva ngoba ubesenza kuhle kakhulu. Mina ngibona ngani njengabomama akukhethelekile ukuthi ngumama wangaphi, umama weZimbabwe, umama weZambia, umama weAmerica, umama weBritain, indubo zethu izinye ziyafanana. Ngakho mina bengifisela ukuthi uClinton awine, kodwa ukudliwa kwakhe yikudliwa kwethu. Ngoba labalungu besithi injury to one is an injury to all. Sonke njengabomama silimele kakhulu ngokudliwa kukaClinton. Ngoba besikhangelele ukuthi uzatshintsha izinto eziningi khona ngale kwele America. Njalo ubezayenza i-history okade kuzayenza ukuthi omama abaningi labo baqonge izibindi bamisane labo baba. Ngibuhlungu kakhulu.
Ningizwisa kangundini Mzwari Guzani Khuphe, Deputy President we-Movement for Democratic Change. Rakuti ndithi inini amai Hillary Clinton ku America vati dadisa semadzimai. Nekutoti havanga kunuza election. Amai Hillary Clinton vahwina inonzi popular vote. Zvinoreva kuti vanhu vese veku America vavhotera Mai Clinton. Asi havana kuzokwanisa kuita president nesystem inoshandiswa kuAmerica ikoko. Asi semadzimai tichida kuti titi amai Clinton tinovakudza zvikuru. Nekutoti vatora zita remadzimai vekarisa mudenga umu. Vatikudza semadzimai. Varatidza kuti madzimai anogonawo kuita mapresidenti. Nzira yavanga vechikampena, nzira yavanga vechitaura kuti vachazoitire chii mhuri yese yeAmerica, vachazoitire chii madzimai, vachaizoitire chii madzimai kunyika dzese. Tinovakudza sezvo muchiziva kuti muna 1995 vakataura vekati women's rights are human's rights. Saka Mai Clinton vaita zvakanaka kereke. Vatora zita remadzimai vekarikudza vekarikunza mudenga. Saka zvinoratidza kuti madzimaiwo anogona kuita mapresidenti. Ende ndinovimba kuti madzimai nyika dzese vachazofumukawo voonekwa kutiwo vanogonawo futi kuita mapresidenti. Mina igama lami nyuu Thokozani Khuphe, Deputy President Movement for Democratic Change. Ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina umama uHillary Clinton usenzele into emangalisayo njengabomama. Umama uHillary Clinton kazange aluze i-election ye-America. Uthole okuthiwa yi-popular vote. Kodwa ngendlela abazisebenzisayo ama-systems abasebenzisayo kayisayinelisanga ukuthi abe ngu-president. Kodwa umama uClinton into ayenzileyo kubomama yikuthi uthethe igama labomama walifaka phezulu. Umama uClinton uthi kutshengisele ukuthi omama labo bayakwanisa ukuba ngama-president. I-America lilizwe elithiwa the most powerful amazwe wonke. Kodwa umama uClinton usukumile njengomama watshengisela abangama ukuthi njengabomama lathi siyakwanisa ukuba ngo-president. Izinto akade zikhuluma ukuthi uzazenzela omama, izinto akade zikhuluma ukuthi uzazenzela abantu bonke, izinto akade zikhuluma ukuthi uzazenzela omama bamazwe wonke jikelele. Ngo-1995 esebhejini wakhuluma ukuthi ama-women's rights nama-women rights. So sithanda ukuthi simbonge umama Clinton ngokuthi senzele into enhle kumangalisayo. Sithanda ukuthi siphakamise simsukumise simhambise phezulu ngokuthi njengabomama usenzele into enhle kunokumangalisayo. Ngithanda ukuthi ngikhuthaze omama amazwe wonke ukuthi omama lani liyakwanisa ukuba ngopresident. Umama uHillary Clinton usesivulela indlela, usesitshengisela ukuthi lathi siyakwanisa ukuba ngopresident. Siyakwanisa ukuba namadoda aphawafula le mali angamabhiliyoneya kodwa sine labo sinqobe. So omama sukumanini umama uHillary Clinton sithanda ukuthi simbonge kakhulu. Mina ngiyambonga kakhulu ngento ayenzileyo ngomsebenzi omkhulu leyo awenzileyo. Madam Hillary Clinton did not lose the election. She won the popular vote. She only did not make it because of the system that they used. It is clear that the people of America wanted her, but because of the system that they used, she could not be president. And I respect her for being a champion for women's issues. She has put us on the map as women. She fought a good fight. She did the right thing for the women, and we respect her for that. And we will always cherish and respect her. And I know that she has opened doors for many women in the world who are going to be standing as presidents. And the message has already been sent that women can do it, and we will indeed do it as women.
PJ, yeah. Some very inspiring words there from MDCT Vice President Thokozani Khuphe, one of the vice presidents who we also have on the line. But before we take her, we'll just do two quick intros. Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai, tiri kutarisa zvakabuda musarudzo wezvemuno muAmerica. Apo takaona mai Hillary Clinton veDemocrats vachidyiwa navaDonald Trump. Asi tiri kutarisa kuti kuvapo musarudzo umu zvinorevei kumadzimai. PJ.
Yeah. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lethu siyalemukela kuhlelo asihluzeni bomama umsakazo wethu owe Studio 7 owe Voice of America lapho esixazulula izankathaze izandlupe ikuthuthuka kwabesifazana. Lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokhetho olwenziwe lapha eMelika lwesibili ensukwini ezimbili ezedluleyo. Lapho ke esiphose sabona owesifazane esiba ngumongameli weMelika kodwa ngasenelisanga ukuthi afinyelele lapho. Kube kungqikilana umnumzana Donald Trump obemele ibandla lama-Republicans kanye lo nkosikazi Hillary Clinton owebandla lama-Democrats. kutheke soku kethi sokukhethiwe sokuvotiwe babala amavoti unkosikazi Clinton wenelisa ukunqotshwa ngumnumzana Donald Trump ngale indlela yabo abayithi ngeye electoral college votes uyeneliseke ukwedlula i270 umnumzana Donald Trump ikanti ke unkosikazi Hillary Clinton kasenelisanga ukuthi athole ama electoral votes wona lawo akade ifunakala phansi kwesisekelo sombuso kumbe ngithi uluhlu lokhetho lwalapha eMelika. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kusetshenziswe le ekuthiwa yi-popular vote, unkosikazi Hillary Clinton ngasikhuluma kanje enxenye nganguye osengumongameli omutsha weMelika ngoba uthole amavoti edlula abanye bonke. Ikho kade kukhulunywa khona lapha amavelas unkosazana Thokozani Kuphi ukuthi thina siyamtshayela ihlombe ukuthi unqobile wenzele wonke owesifazana emhlabeni jikelele wenze umsebenzi omuhle njalo ukhankase kakuhle wagijima lalo ibhora
iroidama ndetaita rombo rakanaka PJ tinavo muzvare Thokozani Kuphi panhare izvezvi makadi honorable aiwa tiri nani tafara chaizvo kuti takubatai nekuti nhare dzenyu dzinombonetsa asi tipeiwo maonero enyu ezvakaitika muAmerica munomupanyaya yekuti mai Clinton kunyangwe zvavo vakadyiwa asi mudzimai uyezve vanga vari musarudzo
chekutanga ndoda kuti ndipi tinoda kutenda amai Hillary Clinton debasa guru ravaita kumira secandidate yebato ra Party. Batori riri irori ndiro riri kutonga izvozvi ndinoda kukudza maAmericans nekuti vakaona kuti amai Clinton vakakodzera kuita presidential candidate uyezve vakakodzera kuita president weAmerica
nhare dzamai Kuphe ndambotaura navo earlier on dzinoti netse inenge yadonha pari zvino PJ asi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa zvakaitika muno muAmerica kuti tichiona mai Hillary Clinton vachipinda musarudzo iyi ngazvikudzwe
hautika kumela chayelwe ihlombe ngempela njalo labantu vasemelika ngokwavo kumele vachayelwe ihlombe kubana babe lethemba ikakhulu ibandla lamademocrats ukuthi babe lethemba lokuthi yena abe nguye ozabamela ukuthi kukhetho lolo ancintisane lomnumzana Donald Trump khona lokho kuyahlonitshwa njalo kuyajabulelwa kuyemukelwa ngabesifazane hathi khona lapha eMelika kuphela kodwa ngasemhlabeni jikelele ukuthi labo abesifazane bayaqhakathekiswa
PJ kumbonzora ndangariro tomboverenga zviri kubuda paFacebook enda andavunza ini kuti muri kuona sei zvakaitika tinamukoma Isaac Ntandi Mpini vari kuti zvakaitika ikoko iyambiro kune mamwe madzimai kuti vazive kuti kana murume wako ari mutungamiri wenyika kana kuti akambova mutungamiri wenyika hazvireve kuti newe uchawanawo basa iroro zvakare zvinotidzidzisa kuti kutonga nyika ndekwevarume mushamukadzi mafungiro awa toenda zvekuna mukoma Ronald Makusha vari kuti zvinongoratidza zvega kuti nyika dzakaita seAmerica hadzitongwi nemudzimai asi dzakaita seJamaica nekuti varume vacho vanopedza nguva vachibhema mbanje uye Brazil nekuti varume vacho vanenge vari pamaterevhizheni vachiona nhabvu
ko kuGermany
kudzora ndangariro saka tinokutendai mukoma Ronald Makusha namukoma Isaac Mpini nezvamataura izvi kudzorawo ndangariro uku asi pana mafa munetsa ari kuti madzimai vanofanirwa kupiwa mukana uye nemasimba uye vamafa vati ndifonerei vakati panhare dzavo saka tombotarisawo kumwe zvimwe zviri kufungawo
abanye vayasekela abanye kavasekeli ukuti kube ngowesifazane lai okhethwayo ukuthi akhokhele ilizwe kodwa ke labo abathi akakumelanga owesifazane akhokhele ilizwe ikakhulu elemelika abayithi yi-free world nxa sebekhuluma ngesindisi kodwa ke phela singakhangela ukuthi ngale ngaseyurophu kulabesifazane abathathu kulowe Norway kulowe oweGermany kuleyo elokuzene yena lowe UK
eParisini
ngabesifazane bonke bona lawo kulabe abesilisa labo abavumayo ukuthi bangakhokhelwa ngowesifazane
Aiwa iroida mapiti.
Iya ntiki ku free world wa America yankhona. Kunga bamthembile ama Democrats bamthembile ende bamvotela abantu be America. Uthole ama votes ayidlula ka mnumzana Donald Trump. Ngabe kungathi siwo iyo yona le college le
electoral
college vote. Ngawu yini lesikhuluma kanje?
Aiwa iroida masezwa taura muzvare tokozani kupeve MDCT kuti va mai Hillary Clinton vakawanikwa iyo vachiwana mavote akawanda pane yatinoti popular vote yekuti munhu nemunhu anokanda vote yake asi vakazodyiwa panyaya yema electoral college inoshandiswa muno muAmerica ndopa vakadyiwa nava Trump nekuti ivo mavote avo kuelectoral college anga ari mashoma kune ava Trump a Trump vakakwanisa kusvika pa 270 inodiwa nekupfuura Amai Clinton vasati vasvika ipapo saka vakabva vatokunda. Saka ndozvimwe zvinongoratidza kuti nyika nenyika dzinoita zvakasiyana. Zvakafanana kana nekuZimbabwe kuti unoona kuti zvinenge zvichinzi panofanira kuti 50 plus. Yavanotaura plus 1%. Asi kunyango iwe uri kunzi wakwanisa
kona unkosi azana kupi.
Oh good.
Makupi sikona. Hello. Yeah, kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila njani lana?
Hawo bothe ngicinga olungcono kulalolu. Asisakutholi ecingweni.
Network.
Ye. Ubusakhuluma lapho ukuthi yena na wena ubone njani?
Kuna isimeli yamfunda ku landline.
Yebo. Hayi okwakathi singakhuluma ungakawi. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, ngithi okwakhathe singakawi singakhuluma. Sipheke imbono wakho ngalokho kwenzakeleyo la.
Yeah. Okokuqala ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina ngithanda ukuchayela ihlombe umama uHillary Clinton ngomsebenzi omkhulu awenzileyo okusebenza akhethwe abe yicandidate. A Democratic Party, a party eyiyo ebusa eAmerica kathesi. Uyatshengisela ukuthi abantu beAmerica babonile ukuthi umama uHillary Clinton nguye umuntu oyenelisa ukuthi abe ngupresident. And nxa sesikhangela amavoti ngendlela abantu abavote ngayo, umama uHillary Clinton ube namavoti angu-227,880 amanengi ukudlula kababa uTrump. Umama Clinton ube le 47.7%, uTrump waba le 47.5%. Kodwa ngendlela le electoral college abayisebenzisayo, umama uClinton kasayenelisanga ukuthi abe ngupresident. Kodwa thina njengabomama simchayela ihlombe, sithi usenzele kuhle kunokumangalisayo, uphakamisa igama lamakhosikazi. Wasithatha wasifaka phezulu ngkhona ngali. Siyambonga ngalokho ngikutshengisela ukuthi omama lati siyenelisa ukuthi sibe ngopresident. Umama uClinton bengilalela ama-debate akhe wonke akade wayenza. Ama-debate eyenza lo Trump wonke omathathu awawinileyo indlela akade khuluma ngayo izinto azafuna ukuzenzela abantu, izinto azafuna ukuzenza ukuthi ilizwe labo lithuthuke lokuthi abantu bonke nje ilizwe lonke amazwe wonke bathuthuke. Ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ngiyakuthanda khona lokuyana and sifunde izinto eziningi njengabomama sizifunda kumama uHillary Clinton. Ngithanda ukuthi ngithi kuye inhliziyo yakhe ingabi buhlungu ngokuthi uNkulunkulu nguye phela okwaziyo, kodwa yena usebenzile kakhulu, uyenze umsebenzi omkhulu ngokuthi abantu beAmerica bamkhethile ngobuningi babo.
Ye. Wena ubona ngani kuwonakale ngaphi sibili?
Mina angiboni ukuthi okuwonakale yi-system abayisebenzisayo. Kuyafana lokuthi ungabuya lapha eZimbabwe, thina ngo-2013 ubaba uTsvangirai wathola i-47.9%, uMgabe wathola i-42%. Kodwa ubaba uTsvangirai kayenelisanga ukuthi abe ngupresident ngokuthi kufunakala i-50+1%. Kodwa ubaba uTsvangirai nguye owawina i-popular vote, abantu beZimbabwe bonke bathi bafuna yena. Yikho kufana nayo iAmerica ukuthi i-system abayisebenzisayo yiyo ephazamisileyo umama uClinton ukuthi angabi ngupresident. Kodwa abantu bonke beAmerica bamuvotele bathi bafuna yena.
Yeah. Ngikuthazo baniki ongayipha.
Inkinga ngayitho ukuthi ngithanda ukuthi omama asisukume nini ngokunengi bethu. Ngokuthi sesibonile ukuthi njengabomama lathi siyayenelisa. Yebo yethu neAfrika bese sihlezi labo mama bangama president, omama baqinile unye kumangalisayo. Omama opresident Philip Johnson abe Liberia, omama oJoyce Banda kade seMalawi, umama oAfrica Central Republic. Thina ngaphe Africa bese vele sihlezi silabo mama bangama president. Kodwa iAmerica ngokuthi yilo ilizwe eliphezulu eliqinile ukudlula amazwe wonke. Uhlabonke jikelele bese sikhangelela ukuthi lizabuswa ngumama. Kodwa ukuthi abantu lingadeli imimoya yenu, lingazi ubuhlungu. Kasisebenzeni nini njengabomama. Umama uClinton usesitshiyele umlando ukuthi lathi njengabomama siyenelisa ukuthi sibe ngama-president.
Bamba kwanapha ecingweni Makhupe. Sike sikhangele sike sibuke i-profile kankosikazi Hillary Clinton.
Made history last July when she became the first woman to run for president from a major political party.
I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
69-year-old Hillary Clinton has led a life of history-making firsts. At Wellesley College in 1969, she was the first student to ever speak at the school's commencement. At Yale Law School, she met Bill Clinton. They married and had daughter Chelsea. Bill Clinton was elected president in 1992. Hillary Rodham Clinton bucked the traditional first lady's role by staying politically active. Journalist Ron Fournier has covered the Clintons throughout their entire careers.
She knew what the long-term plan was for them as a couple politically, and kept her eye on that.
But controversy followed them. Persistent stories of President Clinton's infidelities peaked with the Monica Lewinsky sex scandal. The First Lady was the subject of other investigations. The public grew skeptical, says Stephen Wayne of Georgetown University.
There are a number of people who don't think that she is honest and trustworthy.
But making history again in 2001, Hillary Clinton became the first First Lady to win political office as a U.S. Senator from New York. She voted for the Iraq War in 2003 and for the Immigration Reform Act of 2007.
We need comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship.
President Obama appointed his former rival as Secretary of State. Clinton traveled to 112 countries, the most ever visited by the highest U.S. diplomat. But Clinton came under fire for the attack on a diplomatic facility in Benghazi, Libya, which killed four Americans. In the 2016 presidential race, she found herself running against another scandal that would torment her until the bitter end. Last year, news broke that Clinton may have used a private email account for classified government information. The FBI cleared her in July.
No reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
But 10 days before the election, FBI Director James Comey found newly discovered emails that he said appeared to be pertinent to the investigation. The emails became her biggest challenge to reaching the ultimate first of her life, to be the first woman president. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.
We just saw the PJ, a brief profile of Mrs. Hillary Clinton, just prior to, I guess, the presidential election and just her campaign and where we are right now. But we had Ms. Coupe earlier on, PJ, you were talking to her. I'm not sure what came out of that one.
Basically, she was saying the same as she said in your earlier interview, that she was congratulating Mrs. Hillary Clinton. And as far as she's concerned, she did win. She didn't
lose. She won the popular vote.
Yes, she won the popular vote.
In fact, I wanted her to explain. Ms. Coupe, we have another caller on the line, Ms. Masare. But before I take her and before I forget, I wanted you to explain what you were explaining about how the elections in Zimbabwe ran and what happened here in America. So people can at least understand from a Zimbabwean perspective. Ms. Coupe. Oh, okay. I understand we don't have her on the line, but Ms. Masarira, kana muri panare makadi? Aiwati nofara tanga tuda kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu nezvakaitika imwe muno muAmerica matakaona amai Hillary Clinton vachikwikwidza mumakwikwi emutungamiri wenyika semudzimai wekutanga muno muAmerica kunyange zvavo vakadyiwa. Imi ikoko kuZimbabwe muri kuzviona sei semadzimai?
Madzimai tinonzwa kufara kuti madzimai nyika yose vakuona kukosha kwemunhukadzi, uye kuti munhukadzi anokwanisawo kumira pasarudzo dzemutungamiriri wenyika. Kwemakore akawanda munhukadzi aingonzi anofanirwa kukura ozororwa ochengeta vana ari mudzimai achivaka musha. Asi iye manje zvaakutoratidza nyika dzose, vanhu vaakutanga kugamuchira kuti mukadzi anogona kutungamirira nyika, mukadzi anogona kutungamirira bato repolitiki, mukadzi anogona kutungamirira kukanzuro, anogona kutungamirira kuchechi. Zvinoratidza kuti mararamiro edu achinja, uye akukwanisa kuratidzira kuti mukadzi
Pije nare dzedu nhasi handizivi kuti dziri kufamba sei, asi we heard there from Melinda Masarira, a women rights activist herself, you know, who's been through a lot in Zimbabwe, but she's basically saying what happened in America signifies that women can do it. They yes. can reach for the highest office. Okay, sometimes not making it, but just getting there is good enough, she was saying. She says now it opens up doors that women can fight for places in council, in their own political parties. Yeah. But, you know, the glass ceiling has been cracked a little bit by Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah, there was a dent.
Yes. So we hope that one day someone,
will
I mean,
really
maybe
crack
one of
it
us
open.
will crack it open.
As you were asking me about what Ms. Coupe said, she also mentioned that as Mrs. Clinton lost due to the electoral vote
yes.
or the electoral system here in America, the same in Zimbabwe, 2008 elections where Mr. Mugabe was pitted against Mr. Tsvangirai. Mr. Tsvangirai actually won by 49. Yeah, 14. He actually won the elections because 49% of the 49% plus of the people voted for him. But they voted for President Mugabe, 42%. But because the system requires that you have 50% plus one, so that way they had to do a rerun.
I think we've got her back on the line, so maybe we can ask her to explain that part.
That aspect of it.
Ms. Kupe, maapo ere panare?
Tenda vapo.
Ah, nasi nare zuda kuita jelasa. Sema zima itamira. Itamira kuti zvifambe. Pane zvamataura pamamuri kutaura na PJ panyaya ye mavoti nyaya yemuZimbabwe imomo. Kuti zvakaitika kuno kuAmerica kwekuti amai Hillary Clinton vakawina popular vote. Asi vakazodyiwa panyaya yemaelectoral college. Titsanangureo muchitarisa zvakamboitika ikoko kuZimbabwe pana vatsvangirai navamugabe.
Navamugabe, ehe.
Kana vanhu vechiyeuka muna 2008, President Tsvangirai vakawana mavhoti akawanda. Vakawana 47.9%. Vamugave vekawana 42%. Asi President Tsvangirai havana kuzokwanisa kuita president, nekuti mutemo weZimbabwe unoti anofanirwa kuita president anofanirwa kuwana 50 plus 1 vote. Haina kuzosvika ipapo. Saka ndizvo zvakare zvaitika kuAmerica kuti nyango vanhu vakawanda vavhotera amai Clinton asi because nemaelectoral colleges avanoshandisa havana kukwanisa kuita president. Asi ndivo vavhoterwa nevanhu vakawanda. Mukatarisa even kuZimbabwe, President Tsvangirai vakavhoterwa nevanhu 1.2 million. Vamugave vakavhoterwa nevanhu 1.1 million. Saka zvichireva kuti Tsvangirai ndiye munhu angairi popular kune vanhu vese vekuZimbabwe. Asi mutemo ukaramba kuti vaite president. Ndizvo zvakare zvaitika kuna muzvare Mike Clinton. Saka ndichiti inini Mike Clinton ndinovakudza zvikuru. Nekutoti America yaratidza kuti vangave nechisuvo vechida kuti Mike Clinton vaite president. Asi mitemo yacho ndiyo yaramba.
Maybe Ms. Coupe, while you're still on the line, just explain to us that in English for our viewers and listeners.
Yes. Madam Hillary Clinton, for me, won the election because she got the popular vote. She has got more than 227,000 votes, more than Donald Trump. This is exactly what happened in Zimbabwe in 2008, where President Tsvangirai got 1.2 million votes against 1.1 million votes which Mugabe got. But because of the system that we have, which says in order for one to be president, we are supposed to get 50% plus one vote. Mm-hmm. And it did not happen because President Tsvangirai's percentage was 47.9% and Mugabe's was 42%. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly what happened. Madam Hillary Clinton had 47.7% against Donald Trump, who had 47.5%, meaning that Madam Hillary Clinton had the highest votes. So it is clear that Americans wanted Madam Hillary Clinton to be president. But because of their system of electoral colleges, this is the reason why she didn't manage to be president. And I would like to applaud her for the good work that she did, because I listened to her debates when she was talking about foreign policy, domestic policy, economic policy. She was very articulate, and it was clear on where she wanted to go. It was clear that she had a vision for America. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say, as women from the whole world, she has given us that encouragement to say, as women, we can also stand as the president. But the problem that I have, because initially I listened to the video that you're playing, mm-hmm. as women, if you want to stand for a higher position like that, people have got a tendency of nitpicking everything about you.
Yes.
But when
yes.
it is a man, no, it's okay, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So as women, they want to nitpick everything. She did this at this point and that at that point. And I would like to say this must come to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we must be treated the same way as men.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be given the respect and dignity that men are also given.
Mm. Very good point there, Honorable. But we'll just take a caller quickly, then we'll come back to you. Tina Mkoma Victor Gushure, Variku, South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Victor.
Tiriwe makadi amai.
Ai, tiriwe, waditipe ofungwa zenyu?
Ai, nimengeda kuti makuru kote kuna amai Hillary Jekichanga. Nyangwe zawaka kundika na kuita president wa America. Asi njine zitenda za kanyanyika. Kuona wana amai wakatibereka wachitukiza kuda kutonga onyika. Sini zine kujwa za kanyanyika.
Ai, noted.
Soko ya pana Donald Trump.
Ehe.
Mwakuru kote zio za kanyanyika.
Ehe.
Na hii zakatiwa ma America zio zia kutuwa kunika hebe Zimbabwe. Kunyango wanenge wasi wa opposite parties. Ani kodiro yekutonga nyika. Zvisina kudzvanyiriri. Zvisina kuti vanhu vanotsivirwa nematemo kana mapanga nemapurisa nemasoja. Zvine zvinoitwa nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe. Tokaita kuAmerica kwakanaka zvisingaiti kune runyararo. My election dzatakaita sanawo kuZimbabwe 2018. Aiwa Mugabe wagonawo kuti pawanodyiwa kujova mbaita 2008. Wabvume kuti aiwa zvakundi zvakona nyaka murapa achida. Regai uyo maopposition party vambotongawo nyika timbonotiwo wanotisa nyika kupi.
Aiwa.
Aizozvipika.
Tina muzvare kupe vari pano veopposition party yamuri kutaura izvi. Kana mune mazwi amuda kutaura navo, taurai zvenyu nhasi zuva renyu.
Ayo andina kukorokoteza amai tokota nekupe. Nekuti ndeamai vedu, amai vetinoda zvisingaiti. Amai vane rudo nevana. Ndototi dai amai vatombosvikawo panguva yekuti vatombopiwa matomu. Wambokondesa wambotoo bhiza riri muresi.
Amai kupe mapanzwa apo.
Mapanzwa apo.
Pataurwa naMukoma Victor. Aiwa Mukoma Victor vakunzwai.
Tatenda zvikuru Mukoma.
Aiwa ndinotenda zvangu.
Yeah.
Muve nezuva rakanaka.
daiwatombopowa amai vedu matomu pamwe amai vangagone kutisunungira havo nekuti vana amai ndiwa nemweya wekubereka ka
aiwa tabvamatabva tanzwa
manyukunyuku kana kurwadziwa kwese kwanga
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Victor
Zakanaka, yeah.
PJ, an interesting take there from our listener Victor. Miss Kube, Manzibasha Taurwa, Zimbabwe, Tashika, Repanguwa, Yokuti Tengazo, no, Mizmaya, she tonga Momotunauti, Kune Baturi Mares, and OPF, Amem Juru, Kangava, Kushika, Ped, Takaona, Vachi, Visco, Pachika,
Mashura, Vachi, Torwa, Ned, Jairo, Donsgo, Mashura.
Tingazoonawo here muzimbabwe tichiona zvatiri kuona izvo kuamerica sekutaura kwaita mukoma Victor vari kuti dai kwaizowanikwa kuchiita transition seyatiri kuona iri kuitika ikokuno nhasi
zvandinoda kutaura ndezvokuti isusu semadzimai tinogonawo kuita mapresident asi semadzimai ekuzimbabwe hatiiti zviya zviya zvechisimba tinomirira nguva yedu kusvikira yasvika kana nguva yangu yasvika kuti ndiite president inini ndine zvivindi ndinogonawo kuita samai Hillary Clinton ndinogonawo kuita fanika sapresident Liv Johnson ndinogonawo kuita fanika vamwe mapresident vari kutotonga nyika nekutoti zvinodiwa chete ndezvokuti tione kuti muri dzinorarama kune development munyika menyu saka isusu samazimai tikapuhwa mukana iwowo tichazogonawo kutonga ende tichitonga zvinomusindo tichitonga zvichazoita kuti mhuri dzese dzirarama asi zvataura mukoma Victor zvakakosha Sterik kuti 2018 painouya maona zvaitika kuamerica amai Clinton vataura bekafonera Trump kuti aiwa zvaitika zvaitika izvi asi ndinokukorokotedza ndichiti ndichazoshanda newe kuitira kuti tiendesere nyika yedu pamberi tichiti isusu tinovimba kuti 2018 paanouya nekutoti seMDC tagara tichihwina maelections tinovimbawo kuti president Tsvangirai pavanohwina maelections vamugare vanofanirwa kunhonga foni vokorokotedza president Tsvangirai kuti aiwa mahwina chitorai nyika muendese nyika pamberi
Makupe ngati ngamafichane utsho ukuthi wena ubona njani lapho kusenziwa ukhetho luka 2018 njalo lokuthi abesifazane sesifikile na eZimbabwe esibangeni sokuthi singakhetha owesifazane ukuba akhokele ilizwe njalo wena ngokwakho siyakuchayela ihlombe ungakaphendula umbuzo yami njengokutsho kuka mnewethu uVictor ukuthi wena ungomunye wabesifazane baseZimbabwe abasenzele kuhle ababe lesibindi sokuthi bangamelana labesilisa
thina njengabomama lapha eZimbabwe iqiniso ngelokuthi singaphiwa ithuba elokuthi lathi sibe ngabo president sizaba ngabo president bomqotho opresident abazayenza ukuthi impilo zabantu zitshintshe ngokuthi thina omama yithe sizwala abantwana sithwala iziso ngenyanga ezingu-9 sibelethe abantwana sibagcine bakhule baze babe yibo lokhu abayikho khona kodwa ithuba lethu lathi nxa lingafika ukuthi sikhethwe sizakhethwa lathi sizasebenza sizayenza izinto ezizabonwa ngumuntu wonke ukuthi yebo ye omama benelisa ukuthi ibele labo limunywe ngabantwana bonke abantwana besuthi ngibe sengikhangela okwenziwe e-America e-America umama uClinton uthe ngasenilisanga ukuthi abe ngupresident uyidobhile ifoni wafonela uDonald Trump wambonga ukuthi hayi usuwinile ama-elections thatha kamatomu uqhubekele phambili watsho wamthembisa ngokuthi yena uzasebenza laye ukuthi abone ukuthi ilizwe liyaqhubekela phambili sile election ka-2018 lapha eZimbabwe nile themba lokuthi wonke uZulu uyakwazi ukuthi iMDC yakade ihlezi wina ama-elections ubaba uTsvangirai uzawina kuphela ngo-2018. Sibe sifiso sokuthi umbaba uMgabe laye ayidobhi ifoni afonele ubaba uTsvangirai athi Tsvangirai ngithanda ukuthi ngikutshayela ihlombe ngokuthi usuwinile. Thatha ilizwe ulihambise phambili, sizancedisana siqhube ilizwe lihambe phambili. Sifuna ukuthi abantu bayenze khona lokho okwenziwe yi-America. Hatshi ukuthi isikhathi sonke sonke kuyabe kulalokhu, kube lokurigwa kwama-elections, kube lalokhuyana. Asikufuni lokhuyana i-America isisitshengisele ukuthi idemokrasi yikuyini, yikuyini okumele kwenziwe uma ukhetho lungedlula.
Kodwa inkinga zikhona. Lalapho ukhangele usibukele i-video le e-profile kaNkosikazi Clinton. Sibonile ukubana kube lezi nkinga ezenzakale empilweni yakhe. Bazifaka laphana, bazifaka emphakathini. Kuyaveza sobala ukuthi nxa ungowesifazane, impi yangkhona uyilwa okuphethwe kabili ukwedlula owesilisa. Ubona njani wena?
Ye uDube silalo njengabomama ikuthi umama kungathwa usesima kuphozishini yane phezulu abantu bathathu baqalisa ukucubungula yonke into bacubungule yonke into ngalumama kodwa nxa ula kungabobaba akula kucubungula okwenziwayo but thina sithi njengabomama bakithi isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi omama labo baba behlonitshwe okufana nayo ngokuthi sonke siyafanana. Kumele ukuthi umama uma bemcubunguli ubaba laye bemcubunguli. Nxa ubaba bengamcubunguli umama laye bengamcubunguli. Kodwa mina ngiyalethemba lokuthi lokhu abakwenzile e-America kangiboni ukuthi kuncedeni. Ngokuthi umama uHillary Clinton abantu bonke abaningi bathe khona bayamfuna. Kodwa khona lokho elikukhulumile kuliqiniso ukuthi njengabomama kuyamele sisebenze ikho ukuthi akhona omama basebenza 10 times ukudlula obaba. So njengomama kuyabe sokumele ukuthi usebenze 10 times ukudlula obaba. Limbonile umama uClinton ngendlela akade ekhuluma ngayo ama-debates akhe ngendlela akade ekhampena ngayo befaka amandla akhe wonke ukuthi ebone ukuthi abantu bembone ukuthi la uyenelisa ukuba ngu-president. And ngilethemba lokuthi thina lapha e-Africa vele sihlezi silabo mama abanjalo. Silabo mama o-president Philip Johnson, silabo mama o-Joyce Bando wayengu-president we-Malawi, silo mama akade ngu-president we-Central Africa Republic. So thina vele lapha e-Africa sidleze silabo omama abasebengama-president. Kodwa i-America besiyikhangelele khona lokhu ukuthi yilo ilizwe eli-powerful ukudlula wonke amazwe kwemhlabeni jikelele. So yikho kade sikhangele ukuthi kuzaba le history ukuthi ilizwe leliyana lizabuswa ngumama.
PJ, maybe before we go back to Madame Coupe, there's a very interesting message that came through. Would you like to have the honor to read it, please, for Madame Coupe?
Okay. Nankumbiko, othunyelwe ngomunye owebandla lenu. Kodwa ke ngamazwi amnandi sibili ukuthi nana siwakhwabithile lathi ukuthi siwayekele ukuthi siwabale. Singeke salithola leli thuba kakhulu. Ngesikhathi esilandelayo uDr. Muzi Ncube MDC USA Provincial Organizing Secretary says Madame VP Coupe of MDCT is the only single woman who currently stands out to unify Zimbabwe. She is surpassing eloquence, nobility. If the people of Zimbabwe can give her a chance in future or very soon.
So some very inspiring words coming inspiring all the way from the US for you.
Yes, funa ukuthi sikhulume lokhu nxa usufile. Sifuna ukuthi sikhulume kathi.
Ntokupa isando zenyu muchiri vapenyu.
Hai, tinotenda, siyabonga.
Eh, nokuti vatotumira PJ, ndatumirwawo zvikanzi, please read
it. Please read this one.
To all our live streamers, if you're streaming with us, unfortunately, we don't have network in the studio, but we really value your opinion and keep sending us messages and we'll reply after the show. But we really value you and please keep putting your comments, PJ.
Yeah. Singaqhubekela phambili amavela sokule mizuzu emihlanu esisele. Sithi kuNkosazana Khuphi, wena-ke ngombono wakho inkuthazo bani ongayipha abesifazane abaseZimbabwe, abesifazane abasemhlabeni jikelele ukuthi bangathathela na intambo lapho ilizwe sele kumbe ngithi umhlaba wonke. So sesibangeni na sokuthi ungakhetha owesifazane
ye njengoba ngikhulumile uNkulunkulu wadala umuntu owesifazana lomuntu wesilisa safanana
yeah.
Omama amazwe wonke jikelele yithi esibaningi ukwedlula obaba ungakhangela nxa kuvota omama yithi esibaningi njalo esivotayo
yeah.
So thina njengabomama sizimisele sifuna ukuthi sitshele abantu bonke ukuthi njengabomama lathi siyenelisa ukuthi sibe ngabo president mina ingazathi benyinga udeputy prime minister ngincedisa uprime minister sasebenza kuhle kunye okumangalisayo lokhu yikho okutshengisela ukuthi njengabomama lathi singaphiwa amatomu isikhathi sethu singafika singaphiwa amatomu kuthe mama makhuphe sesikunika nanku amatomu akuthathe inqola leyo uhambelayo phambili angiboni ukuthi ningayehlulwa yikuyini ngizenelisa ngokuthi ngiyakwazi ukuthi izinto ezifunwa ngabantu yiziphi abantu bafuna impilo ezinhle and sizazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi sisebenze ukuthi sibone ukuthi siyathuthukisa ikakhulu abantu besifazana omama sebedubeke kakhulu sokwanele sesifuna ukuthi abantu bebe lempilo ezinhle amazwe ethu anothi okunye okumangalisayo njengezimpabhi labo diamond labo golide kodwa akula okokujengisela ukuthi silezakhiwa zona lezi njengabomama sithi thina isikhathi sesifikile bomama votelani nomama babe ngama-MPs ngokuthi yikho kuqala khona indawo bomama votelani nomama babe ngama-councillors ngokuthi yikho kuqala khona indaba nxa umama sebengama-MPs amaningi sebengama-councillors amaningi sokusiya phezulu ngikhona ngale uzathutsha omunye umama phezulu ngikhona ngale lathi siyenelisa ukuthi sibe ngabo-president and lokho yikho engifuna ukuthi obaba bebekwazi ukuthi thina njengabomama akula nto esiyesabayo akula nto esiyehlulayo siyenelisa lathi ukuthi sibe ngama-president kodwa thina kasiyenzi okwedlakela siyamelela isikhathi sethu sifike asiyenzi lokhana ukuthi sizathi sesifuna ukusunduza lo ukwenzela ukuthi mina ngingene siyamelela ukuthi abantu babe yibo abasikhethayo ukuthi hayi isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi mama makhuphe singangena lapha
ye sibe lo mlaleli osefuna ukungena la imizuzu yethu sekusele mpili kuphela wothi ngingenise siyakubonga nkosazana khuphi wothi bamba khonapha ecingweni mnewethu Mandla uyaphila
yebo Mandla
uyaphila
linjani
wothi kamfu kamfu vele asela skadi
ye hey ndoba isikhathi esiphelile kanje ke la ngithi nje kubo mama lingathi themba
ye
uzamile umama uClinton sibili owuthi ngabe system kayisiyo ngoba uzwe ngesystem lapha eAmerican Electoral College le
ye
abantu obunengisiwe bemvotele
hayi sibongile mnewethu Mandla ukuthi udube nje ngokubuya isikhathi sesiphelile
isikhathi sesiphelile
regathi dzokere kuna makhuphe kuti mungotiti pa minute ya sarai zvamunokurudzira kune madzimai kana kuti vanhukadzi vemuZimbabwe kuti vanokwanisawo kuita zvaitwa naMike Clinton izvi
ndoda kukurudzira madzimai ekuZimbabwe kuti endai munovhotera madzimai aite makansela endai kunovhotera madzimai akawanda aite maMPs nekutoti ndiwo mukana watichazowana wokuti tipinde mudenga ndenga kuya kuya kana nguva yedu yasvika tinogona wokupinda toita mapresident totonga nyika idzodzi toona kuti mhuri yese yenyika yedu ine upenyu hwakanaka ndizvo chete zvatinoda semadzimai ndinoda kutenda madzimai ese nekutoti vanongogara vechitisapota asi ndiri kuti semadzimai ngatisumukei tisapotanei sapotai madzimai makansela akawanda sapotai madzimai maMP akawanda
tichazoitawonezuva
patichazoita mudzimai president
Honorable Kupe, thank you so much for your contribution. This has been really enlightening and we hope that you managed to inspire some women out there. We were definitely inspired.
Yes.
But we'd like to thank you and thank all our callers and all our listeners and valued viewers. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya who is signing off.
And I'm Rexidius Jeremiah. Let's see thank next you. Week again on the Women's Roundtable.